Welcome to episode 98 of Hijack Hawaii with DJ Triple Bypass on Monsnap Radio and hijackhawaii.com. That's H-I-J-K-N-O-C. Aloha, cork-filled tenderloins, rusty bubblegum, and Johnny Depp. I'm coming to you from the jungles of Manoa, located on the island of Oahu, in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. We're going to jump right into music this week. I'm not really feeling that chatty. This first chowder-based trending stock tip is Temporary Love, the ELO remix by Michigas.
Thank you.
Those last four lamenting pescatarians were Melhor Dia da Semana, and the botanical illustration takes patience and skill by Copilot, Scientivice by Scientific and Rene Levice, and Salvation by Obando and Mateo Velez.
Aloha! I am Kamuala Kaneshiro with the podcast Legends from the Pacific. Between perusing the Pacific's paranormal and collecting cultural mythology, I enjoy a liquid spirit and listen to Hijack Hawaii with fellow cinephile DJ Triple Bypass on Mod Snap Radio. And if you'd like to hear about Pacific cultural myths and people, listen to Legends from the Pacific. Mahalo and ahui ho.
Here's a little comedy from Anthony Jeselnik. It's called Tiny Little Nine-Year-Old Girl.
I'll be honest, I don't really understand how the legal system works in this country. I think it's unfair, needlessly confusing. I'll give you an example. One of my next-door neighbor's kids is climbing a tree on their property, falls out of the tree, and lands on my fence. Now I'm being told I've got to get myself a lawyer if I want to keep my half of the kid. How is that fair? And who's going to reimburse my taxidermy? I have a 2-year-old nephew, 2 years old, already been to the hospital 27 times for eating pennies off the floor. What the fuck? Honestly, it's like I can't drop enough pennies. I'm gonna blow your minds right now. I'm gonna blow your minds at the back of your heads. You ready? I don't like kids. There's this 9-year-old girl. Tiny little 9-year-old girl. Tiny little 9-year-old girl lives in my neighborhood. The glass eye. Scares the shit out of me. Terrifies me to my very core. Anytime she sees me, she just fucking chases me around. Until she gets her eye back. It is the worst. Now that's a fun joke for you guys. I'll explain why. It's got incredible value. It's 2 laughs for the price of 1. You get to laugh at what I said, which was hilarious. And then you get a second laugh when you picture me stealing a child's glass eye. And most people, when they picture it, they see me just running up and snatching it out of her head and running away. Wrong. You don't want to just snatch out somebody's glass eye. You know why? Because if you guess wrong, you guess wrong, now it's not just a funny prank anymore. Now you're in some trouble. In fact, that's how she lost the eye in the first place. What you want to do, if you're ever in this situation, hit her on the back of the head. Not hard. It's a child. You don't want to hurt it. just hard enough to get that sweet glass eye. I find that the older that I get, the more women get upset when you talk about kids. I don't mean joke about kids. I mean they get upset when the subject of children is brought up. Like, I have a friend who just found out she can't have kids, according to Child Protective Services.
Thanks for tuning in, Hijack Hawaii. Episode 98 with DJ Triple Bypass on Monsnap Radio and hijackhawaii.com. Thanks for tuning in. Hope to see you next week. We're getting almost 200, so it'll be exciting. Peace. As always, stay safe, stay sane, and keep on smiling.